Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, Ken, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, set to deliver what will be a preview of his coming State of the State address, which is also different this year. But let's talk about, I guess there are about 15 items that he's got on the list.
Knowing that the Democrats now will control the legislature entirely for the start of the session for the first time in 10 years, he wants to hit the ground running. What he says is, you know, what he wants to accomplish in the first 100 days of the session, starting his third term, things like legalizing marijuana, strengthening the state's abortion laws, more gun control, those kinds of things. Things we've heard in recent months that he said would be his agenda. But he's going to talk about getting out of the chute early and trying to get the stuff passed right away.
Let's move to the state controller. That's Tom DiNapoli. The issue, climate change and the pension funds divesting from fossil fuel firms. He's never shied away from talking about how they do that there.
What he has said is he doesn't really believe in divestment on this issue. He feels as a major shareholder for groups like Exxon, he could do more by pushing shareholder resolutions, trying to get the oil companies and gas companies to act on climate change than to divest. But there's going to be a group of environmentalists who are going to amp up the pressure on them to do so. New York City said it will divest its $5 billion in the fossil fuel industry, and there's about 1,000 institutions worldwide that are doing the same thing, and they want DiNapoli to jump on board. So they're going to be doing a lot in the coming year, whether it's picketing his appearances, whether it's pressuring him through reports about his investment activities, a whole host of things. And they're hoping it'll put enough pressure that he will finally cave.
Let's talk about Democrat Joseph Lentil of Brooklyn, stipends sometimes called Lulus, and him being one of the favored few.
We talked about the pay commission that granted the lawmakers raises, but in exchange for limiting outside income and doing away with most legislative stipends. There had been 160 in the legislature. They brought it down to 15. But it raised eyebrows that one of the ones they left in place was the $18,000 Lentil gets for chairing the Assembly Codes Committee. At the same time, they did not leave intact the Senate Codes Committee. It left some members and others saying, why the discrepancy and why signal out the Codes Committee when you also have powerful and influential committees like the Education Committee or Judiciary Committee, and they made the same stipends. Lentil says, hey, you know, I think on this one particular point they got it right, not just because I chair the Codes Committee, but it's one of the most important and they should have left it.
Finally, Ken, as the Democrats prepare to take over the state Senate, you have the historic tenure coming of Senate Majority Leader now, Andrea Stewart-Cousins. She's put together a team.
Yeah, she has put together a team as they head into the majority come January. Some familiar faces, some new ones. Definitely diversity. The Secretary of the Senate will be the first Hispanic woman to hold that post. Her chief of staff is going to be Chantel Smith, who is someone who's been a counsel for the Senate Dems, and she will become the first African-American woman to hold that position as chief of staff for a majority legislative conference. She also borrowed from the governor's office, or took from the governor's office, a state budget employee and made him finance director. So we've seen people from the Senate go to the governor's office. In this case, someone who's going a long time, worked for five governors in the budget office, is now going to be the finance director. And her communications director, the Senate Dems communications director since 2011, Mike Murphy, is returning in that role for the majority.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays for more nydailynews.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. There's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.